Radio friends, we're back to conclude the message we started last week with God in the Valley of Life. We took our text from the familiar scripture, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I'll say, Amen. Father, we've come again to discuss the valley of life, which many of us find ourselves in from time to time. But it's my prayer today, dear Lord, that my friends in Radio Land who find themselves in this valley or will find themselves in the valley of life in future will find a way out through you in Jesus' name. Amen. To refresh our memories, we said naturally the valley is an area between two hills or two mountains, usually drained by a river. A valley is a depression, a low point. But figuratively, the valley is when we find ourselves in that place in life where the news is not good. When we find ourselves in life where the news we get is not what we are expecting. Where we find ourselves experiencing the opposite of what we have expected. When life is topsy-turvy. When life is upside down instead of right side up. You are in the valley. But then we said there are two wrong questions to ask when we are in the valley. We don't say, how can I stay away from the valley of life? Because the valley of life is part and parcel of life. And you don't ask the question, why should a good God permit somebody, more so his own child, to come into the valley of life? That's not the right question. Because at one time or the other, we must go through the valley of life. The right question is, how can I go through the valley of life when I find myself in it? And we said that the answer is you go through the valley of life with God. Hence the title of the message, with God in the valley of life. I mentioned a few valleys, natural valleys, with their symbolisms. And these valleys have the typical characteristics of valleys, pain and sorrow. The valley of Siddim, that's where Lot and his family were taken captive. And Abraham was compelled to go after the enemy to rescue his nephew. We talked about the valley of Jehoshaphat, or the valley of Kidron Valley, or the valley of decision. And it's in Joel chapter 3, Revelation chapter 16, and that is the valley of judgment. We talked about the valley of Achor, where Achan and his family were stoned to death for transgressing against the command of God, taking the devoted things from Jericho. That is in Joshua chapter 7. That is the valley of painful death. Because it's very painful to die by stoning. The valley of Gehinnom or Gehenna or the valley of the son of Hinnom is the valley of perpetual burning of refuse. And we find that in 2 Chronicles 28, Jeremiah 7, where backslidden people of Israel offered their children to Molech by burning them alive. And this is the valley of the judgment of hell. Then the valley of Jezreel, where Jezebel met her death at the hand of Jehu, 2 Kings chapter 9, and that is the valley of retribution. And we said that these valleys would give nobody any reason to smile. There's no good news from these valleys. But I said the story changes when God, upon invitation, comes into the valley. That led us to the discussion of with God in the valley of life. We looked at the valley of Elah, where David fought and killed Goliath. And we saw that David went into that battle with God. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 17. He said to Goliath, you come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of Jehovah, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. David went into that battle with God. And we know the rest of the story. He came out of it with the head of Goliath in his hand. The valley of Beraka in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 27, where Jehoshaphat, who feared greatly because of the large army that came against him, the Moabites and the Ammonites and other kings, But they went into that valley with God and they came out victoriously. And there they blessed God, they worshiped God, they praised God. And it was called, for that reason, the Valley of Beraka. There are two blessings there. God blessed them. They blessed God. But it's interesting to note that it is the second, they blessing God, that gave that valley the name Beraka. Oh, it pays to bless God. It pays to praise Him. Paul and Silas were praising Him in their valley, in the jail in Philippi. And God showed up and delivered them. Let's go to the next valley, the valley of the shadow of death. We read in Psalm 23, verse 24, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you, God, Jehovah, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The most elusive, sneaky, dangerous, powerful, and wicked terrorist we contend with today is death. If you want to prove this, you read Hebrews 2, verse 14. How he terrorizes men and women on the face of the earth. Death meets people in a valley called the Valley of Death. Without God, the most powerful, without God, the richest man or woman melts with fear in the Valley of Death. History tells us, somebody wrote, the story of the renowned atheist Voltaire, one of the most aggressive antagonists of Christianity. He wrote many things to undermine the church and once said of Jesus Christ, curse the wretch. In 20 years, Christianity will be no more. My single hand will destroy the edifice it took 12 apostles to build. But on his deathbed, a nurse who attended him was reported to have said, quote, for all the wealth in Europe, I would not see another atheist die. The physician who waited upon Voltaire, who was a Frenchman, at his death, said that he cried out with utter desperation, I am abandoned by God and man. I will give you half of what I am worth. If you will give me 6 months of life, then I shall go to hell and you will go with me. Oh Christ, oh Jesus Christ, in the valley of death. Compare that with Stephen's last words when he walked through the valley of death. Stephen said in Acts chapter 7, verse 56, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. And then he said in verse 59, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And then he prayed for those who were executing him. Lord, do not charge them with this sin. The child of God going through the valley of death is different from when somebody who does not know Christ goes through the valley of death. King David is another witness to what happens when a child of God goes through the valley of death with God. Let's read it again. Psalm 23 verse 4. Yeah or yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You see, when the child of God goes through the valley of death, death becomes a shadow. And never in history has the shadow of a gun killed anybody. Never in history has the shadow of a bulldog beaten anybody. That means that when we go through the valley of the shadow of death with the Lord, death loses its power. Finally, the valley of the dry bones. In Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1 to 14, is your spiritual life dead as dry bones? You're merely going through the motions. Only the pleasures of sin are the things that keep you going, and you look forward to them. And at the end, there's no satisfaction. You may be saying what Israel said in the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel 37 verse 11b. Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. I have good news for you, radio friend. The prophetic word of God and the wind, the spirit of God, will give you life, strength, and you will stand upon your feet like a great soldier in the name of Jesus Christ. Life is easy, this song says, when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you are down in the valley. Don't lose faith. You're never alone. And the chorus or the refrain of that song says, for the God on the mountain is God in the valley. When things go wrong, He will make them right. The God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. Father, we are thankful to You for seeing us through this message. It's my prayer, dear Lord, that my friends in Radio Land will submit themselves to You, especially those who have never done so, so that You take them through the valley of life. And those who are going through the valley of life now, I pray, Father, that You see them through. In Jesus' name, amen.